From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. An agreement on Syrian cessation of fighting is already put to the test. Just hours after world leaders announced a deal to push for a cessation of hostilities in Syria within a week, that agreement is indeed being put to the test. In an interview published Friday, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency AFP that his forces plan to retake the whole country, fueling doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. Assad said recapturing all of the territory could take a long time. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned that the negotiations do not mean that we stop fighting terrorism. In announcing the deal to push for a pause in hostilities, U.S. officials have been cautious in their expectations. Secretary of State John Kerry said the agreement is on paper only and said the real test is whether all parties honor their commitments. The UN Refugee Agency has expressed concern over the increasingly restrictive policies being adopted by European countries against asylum seekers.
More than 1 million refugees and migrants from Syria and elsewhere made the dangerous sea journey to Europe last year, with 80% landing on overcrowded Greek islands. UN refugee spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says it is illusory for European countries to believe they can stop the mass exodus of desperate people trying to escape a life of misery and death. So far this year, she says more than 80,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by boat. Tragically, more than 400 of them have died. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. Pakistan has announced it has dismantled al-Qaeda's main network in South Asia and foiled plans to break out of jail a man involved in the murder of journalist Daniel Pearl. VOA's Alicia Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
Pakistan announced Friday that it has broken a regional nexus of al-Qaeda with local militant groups and arrested 97 militants. The spokesman for Pakistan's army, Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa, told media al-Qaeda was collaborating with banned group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi in Pakistan's port city, Karachi. He said together the two groups carried out all the big attacks in Karachi. They were also getting support from Pakistani Taliban. The 97 arrests included the deputy chief of al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, along with the group's financiers and explosives experts. The busted groups were planning to attack a jail and break out 100 prisoners, including Khalid Umar Sheikh, who was involved in the killing of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in 2002. The plan, the spokesman said, was 90% ready for execution when it was stopped. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Two students were shot and killed Friday at a school in a Phoenix, Arizona suburb, but the danger at the campus was over, according to police. Glendale officer Tracy Breeden said both 15-year-olds were shot once and a weapon was found near the bodies. She did not say who fired the shots and had no information on the relationship between the girls who died at the scene. Breeden told parents awaiting word on their kids that your children are safe. No one can leave or enter the campus of more than 2,000 students until police ensure the school's safety and lift the lockdown. The Glendale Union High Schools District said in a statement on its website. The World Health Organization says large-scale trials of a Zika virus vaccine are at least 18 months away. A WHO spokeswoman, Marie-Paul Kieny, told reporters Friday in Geneva that the agency is proceeding very quickly on a vaccine with some 15 groups or companies involved in the research. She also said the WHO believes it can confirm suspected links between the virus and two neurological conditions within a few weeks. And it is too cold in New York City for the annual Central Park Ice Festival. The Central Park Conservancy says Saturday's event has been canceled. National Weather Service predicts temperatures well below freezing on Saturday for New York, but wind chills could drop even lower and wind gusts could reach around 44 miles per hour. The free event was to have featured ice carving artists and music, but again, it's too cold. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.